Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. It's my pleasure, as always. And as I've said before, I know it's a dream come true for you. It's a dream come true for Rich Galen. He can't wait to get back on the Small Business Advocate Show. You know who Rich is. Rich is one of our top political operatives, and he's the publisher and the editor and the writer and the accountant and the janitor over at Mullings.com. Does all that stuff, and the thrice weekly now. Thankfully, I'm glad it's back to thrice weekly cyber column that's all about politics and the things surrounding politics. He is of the Republican persuasion, in the interest of full disclosure, and he's our good friend. Rich, welcome back.
Thank you, buddy.
I don't know where to start, Rich. You know, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something interesting. You and I have been missing each other for the last couple of weeks. I wanted to get you on during the week when everything was so wacky over at the UN. Uh-huh. I wanted to get your comment, your thoughts on that. And so we weren't available for whatever happened. We couldn't get the schedule worked out. So we put you off, and I thought, and silly me, for like a split second, I thought, well, you know, then things will be calmed down by then. Boy, boy, what a stupid thing for me to think about it. You know,
be careful what you wish.
Holy mackerel. In Washington, you know, there isn't a slow cycle anymore, is there?
Well, there will be, you know, long about November 8th, for about a week and a half until the presidential campaigns all start up for, you know, they will be in that for 2 years. The thing about this Foley business that I was thinking
remind,
about.
In case somebody just woke up out of a coma, remind people what Foley business is.
Okay, that's a good point. There is a former congressman, a congressman until Friday, this past Friday, by the name of Mark Foley. He's an 8 or 10 term congressman from Florida. It has been disclosed that he was having, it looks like nothing more, but still fairly ugly and disgusting, email and instant messaging sex with boy pages. Pages being these 16 and 17-year-olds that are dressed up in white shirts and blues, mm-hmm. Blue pants in the Capitol, and run messages back and forth and go get coffee and things like that. But he and they are sent here by their parents to Washington, expecting that the Congress will take steps to protect them. And lo and behold, here is a member of Congress, not only a member of Congress, but the co-chair of the Missing and Exploited Children Caucus.
Unbelievable.
Preying on these kids. So he resigns on Friday, blames it on Demon Rum, and checks himself into
now it comes that he's claiming that he was abused by priests.
Right, so blame it on somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, Bob Ney of Ohio, he checked himself into a rehab center, Fastow. He checked himself, or the judge sends him to a rehab center before he goes to the.
Where are these centers, Joe, Rich? I think maybe I need to know, you know, where these are in case I ever need to run for cover. You know,
But you know, these guys, that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, they're giving alcoholism a bad name. I mean, they're blaming it all. this comes at a time, and you never know going into, you know, before one of these things happens, whether or not it's going to find that perfect mixture of oxygen and fuel so that when you just light a match, kaboom, it just explodes. And this one has just exploded. Just enormous story here in Washington. And typically, these kinds of stories, you know, they last about 4.5 or 5 days.
Well, at first, the messages were, as they're now calling them, over-friendly.
Right.
What do you like to do? What do you want for your birthday? Blah, blah, blah. Which an unrelated person the kid didn't even work for, emailing this kid or IMing this kid and asking him these questions. That's over friendly, to put it mildly. But now, apparently, There were others.
Oh yeah, explicit. I mean, it's you can't read. I mean, no normal person can read through more than, you know, three or four of these exchanges.
Right.
Okay, that's just the race that I can't stand it. But the it comes to, and it's too hard to explain. This is how in politics how you know whether you're winning or losing. If it takes you, you know, more than 5 seconds to explain what happened, you're on the losing side of it. And what happened here is that the House leadership, the Republican House leadership, this guy's a Republican, knew about these over-friendly but obviously explainable emails, not the disgusting stuff, but just the emails. About a year ago, they counseled Foley to stay away from these kids and went on their way. Which now, in retrospect, clearly was not enough. But at the time, that's all they knew. So we come back, and I want to explain why politics is different than real life.
And we're going to ask the question of both parties. What did you know, and when did you know it? Of both parties. And also, Rich is going to tell us what he thinks this is going to mean in the elections. And also, I'm going to ask him, should we care now? 20-tail, stay with us. We'll be right back. The Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there. We update that every weekday, and we'll send it to you if you want it. And don't forget all the other things you can do there. And Rich Galen is our guest. He's our good friend, the publisher of Mullings.com, the thrice-weekly cyber column, which I certainly encourage you to subscribe to. And it's at Mullings.com. It's that easy, two L's and an S on the end, with a .com on the very end. Rich, you were telling us about, you were getting to the real heart of the matter on this Foley issue, and as you continue to tell us about this, I want you to blend in what you think this is going to mean. If it's too early to tell if this is going to mean anything,
that's exactly
for the election.
I was talking to a reporter yesterday, and I said, you know, back in May or June, intraday oil went to $81 a barrel. $81 a barrel.
Right.
And Goldman Sachs issued an opinion that it was going to go to $100 a barrel. And anybody who, I mean, and these are smart guys. I mean, this is what they do for a living. And anybody who bought, you know, options based upon Goldman Sachs now understands very clearly the term margin call.
Their house is being foreclosed.
Exactly,
even as
right.
we speak.
Because it's down to, what, 59 and change this morning, or today. So anybody who thinks they can look at something like this and project out 5.5 weeks as to what's going to happen, they just lie to you. They just don't know. Nobody knows. But it clearly, but what it has done is it's taken the Republicans off their message. And every day that they have to talk, we Republicans have to talk about Foley and aren't talking about national security and the economy and the Dow hitting a new high and all that stuff, that's a plus for the Democrats. So it's clearly having an effect. The issue is what kind of an effect. And if there is an effect, it's likely to have an effect not on Democrats, they're going to vote the way they vote, but on the conservative Republicans, and the danger is they're going to throw their hands up and say, look, these guys just aren't good stewards, and we can't have this. And then they just stay home. They won't vote for the Democrats.
The staying home part is what the hand-wringing is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, because at this stage, from this point on, professionals in politics don't care about anything other than this. Does it move votes? And votes can move from one candidate to the other, from a candidate to undecided, or from I was going to vote but now I'm not, or I wasn't going to vote but now I am. So I mean there are those kinds of options in terms of whether or not it moves votes. But I mean, when we look at commercials, people say, "Oh, isn't that clever?" And the answer is, "No, it didn't move any votes, so no, it's not clever." But we don't know the answer to that. Yeah.
Well, Rich, you know, the old story about all politics is local.
Mm-hmm.
We got one. You know, obviously, the seat in Florida is gone. I mean, that was lost, right? I mean, Foley's seat has got to be lost, I would think. And so,
I would think it's an uphill battle. But I was just reading this morning that I think the Cook Reporter, one of those put it from safe Republican to leaning Democrat. So
yeah.
I don't know that that's over yet. I mean, one of the, again, as a technical matter, Foley had $2.7 million in his campaign account, which he can transfer all of that to the National Republican Campaign
right.
Committee.
Right.
And they can in turn turn around and spend a lot of money, reminding people that Foley's name is on the ballot, but they're really voting for this state rep named Negron, who is apparently pretty popular. So it's and in any event, it's likely only to be a 2-year deal.
But
Republicans will get affected.
Is this seen though as more of a? Is this something that's going to turn off Republican voters for Republicans, independent voters for Republicans, or is it going to make everybody stay home?
No, well, it depends on how it plays out. I mean, right now, it's clearly having a depressing effect on Republican voters. Democratic voters weren't going to vote anyway. This isn't going to make Democratic voters, oh, good, they have a sex scandal, I'm going to go vote. That doesn't
right.
work that way. And it certainly didn't work that way in 1998 with Clinton and Lewinsky.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there was it didn't do anything to Republican voters. It ended up energizing Democratic voters because
right.
we so overplayed that hand.
And lost 5 seats.
Lost 5 seats. We should have picked up 12 or so.
Yeah, yeah.
And cost Newt Gingrich his job.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but this is why we do politics. I mean, it's just ins and outs. The thing is, though, that, as I said, in business, you don't just run away when you have a bad week. Assuming it didn't put you under. But, I mean, if you didn't make a sale, you just go out, you pick up the phone and call somebody else.
Right.
But in politics, everybody sits around wringing their hands, kind of leaning in, sitting in the corner, rocking back and forth. Get up and fight back.
Well, Rich, to people who are sitting there, as you know, the polls for politicians is pretty abysmal right now.
Yeah, and
it's
reason.
In the tank.
Right.
And what is it? It's below 30% in the 20s, I think. I guess to the person who's not as plugged into this to all this as you are, the average person out there listening right now, are they? You know, I think they're saying, you know, is this like as bad as it gets? Is this really getting uglier? Is there anything to compare to this?
Well, you know, that's a great question. It's really one that deserves some sober reflection. When people pine, especially reporters, pine for the good old days of bipartisanship. First of all, in reporters' worlds in Washington, bipartisan means do what the Democrats want. That's
right.
Number one. I mean, and that's really true. I mean, I'm a Republican, so I say that, but it's true. I mean, I don't rail against the gods about it, but that's the case, number one. Number two is that in the good old days when you could kind of have a fight on the floor and then have a drink after work with two things. One, the coverage was different. That wasn't open to public scrutiny, number one. And number two is that there was zero transparency, as we like to say, in terms of the deals.
Right.
These guys would make deals in back rooms. The smoke-filled room was named that for a reason.
Right.
And that's the trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
You want
more
to go
transparency,
back to that?
But you might not see what you see when the light comes on.
Exactly.
10 till. We'll be right back with Rich Galen. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Rich Galen is our guest. And you can find him online, folks, at mullings.com. And Rich, anything else you'd like to tell us about your website and your cyber column?
You know, it's doing very well. I'm kind of surprised at this, and I think it's like this maybe in any business, especially if you're in the sort of retail side of things, like a column or a radio program or you know, a storefront. I mean, I'm always surprised that people come back and again and again. I used to wake up every morning thinking that, you know, back in those days, that I was going to get 12,000 emails one morning that said unsubscribe.
Right.
And, you know, now it's up to about 30,000 people, and it's just people... My wife is one of the most the private people in the world. She doesn't tell anybody anything, and including me. And she doesn't understand why A, I need to tell everybody everything, or B, why anybody cares.
Well, Rich, tell the audience how many subscribers you had when you first started doing my show.
It was probably half. It's probably doubled.
We do what we can, folks.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, Rich. Okay, you were. You know, folks, Rich always puts the, you know, he's the pro. He's a professional political operative, or hack, as he says. And, I mean, you've been around this. This isn't your first rodeo. You've had lots of rodeos.
I worked for Newt Gingrich.
You've got some great rodeo stories to tell. But, Rich, with what's going on right now and with everything that's happening, what happened at the UN, the Iraq War, the challenges with Iran and with South Korea, North Korea and all that kind of stuff, aren't you getting kind of tired? At what point in time do you say, you know what, this has just gone too far?
Well, I don't think you ever get to that point if this is what you do. Let me give you an example. I'm a reporter for the mighty Alexandria Times, a weekly paper. I'm a credentialed reporter covering the Washington Nationals baseball team. And I went to Frank Robinson's last game. I went to the press conference before the last game as a reporter. And I was pretty moved by it. Here's a guy that's been doing this more or less every day for a half century, for 51 years. He broke in with the Cincinnati Reds in 1956, and he's always, almost always been, on the field. And, and you think, well, at the end of a 162-game season, you just slow down. But the good thing about politics is that it is like sports, and that is that there is going to be an election on a date certain, and you wipe the slate clean, and you say, okay, let's wait till next year. Who do we need to trade for? What do we need to do to kind of get better? So that's, I think, the mark of a professional, immodestly, for you, for me. I mean, there are days you get up and you go, oh, I just can't do this show today. But you go in and you do the show today, and the listeners never know that your knee hurts or your back hurts or you got a headache or whatever. It's like, the show must go on. It doesn't matter in theater terms, it doesn't matter what's going on in the wings. The only thing that matters is what the audience sees within the Presidium Arch. And I think that's what professionals do, whether you're, running a hardware store or a small service firm or a software company. You kind of get up and you go to bat every time it's your turn.
But as we look at you, as we're out here, not political professionals, what do you think we should be thinking about all this?
Well, I think you have to weigh any reasonable person has to weigh all of the pieces of it. And I still think, and I could be whistling past the graveyard now, but I mean, when pollsters say if the election were held today, well, the election is not going to be held today.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be held on November 7th, and we don't know what the environment is going to be like in November 7th. I was talking about this to a reporter yesterday. We finally agreed on this construct, that it's not that the House is now clearly going to go Democratic, but what this Foley business has done, and what the Iraq War, all this stuff has done, it has made the hill made the hill less steep for the Democrats to climb to be able to take over. Now, whether they can do it, that's up to them. They start to do their part.
Yeah,
and we'll
isn't
see. We'll shame, see who's better.
Isn't it a shame, though, Rich, that we have to be sitting here anticipating the election, and the voters are basically sitting saying, wonder what's going to happen next. What's the other shoe that's going to drop? Is it going to happen for the Republicans? Is it going to happen for the Democrats? It's almost like there's a crisis a day.
Well, I've thought about this a great deal, and I think what's happened is that the ability of technology to bring us bad news has outstripped our ability to deal with the bad news.
I think that's an excellent point. Is the nation going to recover from this, Rich?
Oh, sure. We recover from everything. I wrote a column this morning about Hastert, and I reminded my readers, because I had to remind myself, that on December 19th, 1998, here's what was going on. The president was being impeached, we were bombing Iraq, and the presumptive Speaker of the House resigned because of a sex scandal, all on the same day. And guess what? We got through it.
You don't think he should resign, though, do you?
Oh, no. No, I don't know that he'll get reelected in January, but I think he's a good man.
Thanks, Rich, for being here. Good job today. See you next time.
Okay, pal. Thank you.
Quick break. Back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.